Patient name, Blake, B-L-A-K-E, last name Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Date of birth, 11-17 of 2011. Date of service, 9-11 of 23. This is an 11-year-old male patient. He's here with a cough and a sore throat. he's had this symptom now for several days. He also did a COVID test at home. It was negative. No associated nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He denies any fever or chills. He maintains his normal bowel and bladder function as usual. Period. The paragraph, blood pressure, 125 over 71. Pulse, 65. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 98.2. Oxygenation, 97%. Current weight, 74 pounds. Allergies to amoxicillin. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, bilateral ear tubes. Social history, lives with mom and dad. No association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test. It was negative. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, mild bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Left is worse than right. Oral pharyngeal area erythematous. Strawberry tongue noted. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute pharyngitis. Patient will receive Keflex, 250 per 5 ml. 10 ml POBID, 10 days, number 200 ml, period. New paragraph, cough, Bromfed DM, 10 ml, 3 times daily PRN, number 180 ml, period. New paragraph, he used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms, return to clinic if not improving. Period. New paragraph, next patient. Kimberlyn, that's K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y-N. Murillo, M-U-R-I-L-L-O. Date of birth, 10-22 of 04. Date of service, 9-11 of 23. This is an 18-year-old female patient. She is here today with a sore throat and ear pain. She has had those symptoms for several days now. Also wanting a refill on a medication that she states was prescribed here for her. I know that we had given her a prescription for low iron, but she does not remember the name of the medication, nor does she remember what the medication was for. So I've told her to return back home and find the name of that medication and then call us with that information. Period, new paragraph. No other complaint of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or any generalized pain. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as usual. Once again, her main complaint here today is an earache. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure, elevated 150 over 76, pulse 89, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 99%, current weight 245, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history. Pre-diabetes, her A1C was 5.7, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Period. New paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She is obese. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is present. Oral pharyngeal area, very mild erythema. Nothing ominous there. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute otitis media, amoxicillin, 875 BID, 10 days, number 20. Period. New paragraph, patient will monitor her symptoms, get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and return to clinic or call if not improving. Period. New paragraph. Patient will also call us with the name of the medication that she would want refilled. Patient is a poor historian of her medical history. Period. New paragraph. We'll be waiting for that phone call. She can return to clinic as needed.